JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, adding value to mathematics as Jamaica celebrates Math Week from April 15 to 20, and later an autism fact. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Me and he.
Parents gone to work. Them a do the maths. We a girl if it's school. Me a do the maths. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. I fi do the maths. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. Maths in the schools need to improve. Challenge myself. Set goals up top. Maths a fi me. Maths a fi you.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
Boom. 2 + 2 = 4 - 1 = 3.
Thousands of students and mathematics enthusiasts are immersing themselves in the meticulous world of mathematics as the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information hosts the 5th annual Mathematics Week from April 15 to 20. It's under the theme Math Counts. The official launch took place on Monday at the University of the Commonwealth Caribbean, UCC's Worthington campus. The team from the ministry will be taking the message of Math Week to Portland with a math roadshow on Tuesday at the Neville Antonio Park in Port Antonio. National Math Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin says the tour is geared at engaging members of the public, helping them to account for areas in their everyday life where math is used to help inspire a greater appreciation for the subject area.
We are going to be using more and more of the roadshows, not just during Math Week. We hope that over time we can do others in other town centers across the island. We'll be going out of the park too with the scavenger hunt. We will be having a few booths there, so they will have an opportunity to participate in the games and the activities as well. We know Kingston is not Jamaica, so it's one of our steps to move out.
The main event for the week will be the staging of a National Mathematics Expo on Thursday at the University of the West Indies Mona campus from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The expo is open to students, teachers, and parents who want the opportunity to interface with math in real-world situations. The week will culminate on Friday with activities in schools across all regions incorporating the national theme, Math Counts.
Under Vision 2030, opportunities are being provided to Jamaicans to achieve their full potential and contribute positively to community development and nation building. Visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
Boy, throughout the year I move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what are you planning to do for the holiday?
Well, me no want to stay in the house, you know, so I'm going to look at some job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know, but I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long, no? I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period extended to April 27. Apply now at any HeartTrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168.
On our community notice board, the Jamaica Library Service is now accepting entries for the 2018 staging of the National Reading Competition, open to persons aged 6 and over. Sign up now to develop your reading skills. Register online at www.jls.gov.jm. Before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month, and JIS is shedding light on autism by sharing tidbits on the condition. Here's an autism fact. Symptoms of autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, can vary greatly from person to person, depending on the severity of the condition. Children or adults with autism may have unusual reactions to the way things smell, look, taste, feel, or sound, and may lose skills they once had. Autism facts are brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.